There's huge work happening, I suppose, in terms of recruitment. So right. there really is, you know, a fantastic effort from HSE management, the HR team at, you know, CHO One Health team. So, yeah, on recruitment, there's a huge amount of work happening for sure. Minister Abbott was in with you 3 weeks ago and she spoke about, you know, removing the panel system for Donegal. That will also be happening in Galway and Waterford. And I would imagine it will also be extended out nationwide because, as we've mentioned a number of times, this is a nationwide issue. So as it currently stands, there are 50 vacant roles in Donegal for children's disability. It was communicated to us that 12 of those are at, you know, a latter stage of the recruitment process, and that best case scenario still leaves us with 38 open roles. It was discussed, and they were very transparent and open with us on Friday, that the expressions of interest are unfortunately very low in the remaining roles. So that does leave us very concerned about the future, particularly the short to medium term.
And just to be clear, there is a recruitment freeze. This doesn't cover this area at the moment, so that's not a factor in the recruitment process as it stands.
That should actually help us in terms of, you know, the disability teams have a derogation, so we can still continue to hire for children's disability roles, which is very much a positive. But expressions of interest are quite low, which does concern us about the short
term. And is that with the knowledge of the panels being scrapped? In other words, that hasn't been the silver bullet.
It just
and in
will
fairness,
take time.
The minister suggested as such. Yeah. Relocation packages. Yes. Is that a thing? Because that is
something
kind
that they have. Yeah,
something
they,
we haven't seen
Dermot
much
Mahan,
before.
Yeah, Dermot Mahan, the head of the HSE team. And CHO One spoke to us that they are offering relocation packages. You know, there is a huge amount of work happening to try and encourage applications to the Donegal role. So that's, you know, very, very encouraging. Although I suppose in terms of short to medium term, what will happen for our kids right now or what's going to happen in the next 6 months, we're still quite concerned about that. To be
yeah.
frank.
And in terms of the short term measures, because we kind of been discussing short, medium, long, right?
Yeah.
So the minister again talked about, you know, using up private capacity and things like that there.
Exactly.
Any progress in that regard?
So let me just go through our four measures. So the first measure was on equipment needs and supporting the families and the children who have urgent equipment needs. That is happening. Very, very reassuring to see that, you know, therapists are reaching out to families, you know, on their wheelchair needs, on, you know, orthotic needs and things like that. So there is provision and maintenance of equipment happening for those urgent cases, which is very, very reassuring. And that was something we were very, very keen to ensure happened as soon as possible. In terms of redeployment of resources from other areas was emergency measure number two. Very non-committal on that. And I suppose what we're saying is, look, that's what the actual existing staff are telling us needs to happen, you know, because we need experience. I mean, Donegal East, as a location, has 70% vacancy rate. You know, the best case scenario is we're going to be recruiting in 8 new therapists into that team. And, you know, they need experience, they need support, they need training and all that type of thing. So we still see that as a work in progress, and maybe we still have to make a convincing case with regards to that. Reimbursement for private therapy was something we were very firm on, because families are paying a huge amount of money. Those that can afford to are paying a huge amount of money, and obviously those that can't afford to are having to go without. So the children have lesser outcomes, which is an unacceptable situation in our, from our perspective. Mr. Abbott referenced a scheme to us, but provided no details whatsoever on that. So we want to follow up with her
the
on that.
The actions have to follow the words,
yeah,
don't they?
Exactly, okay. Exactly. Now, just about to reference your point, yes, there is some really efforts ongoing to contract in private services into the HSE, and that is happening on a very small scale at the minute. We do feel there's a huge opportunity to expand that. I will be frank, it will be probably teletherapy that we're speaking about, because, you know, private therapies are hard to hard to access, as well as public services. So, you know, but there are organisations around the country who have, you know, expressed an interest in helping support, you know, children on the CDNT caseload in Donegal. So we are really pushing that with the team, with the HSE team here in Donegal. So we do feel there's huge scope to extend that. It won't be ideal. It won't be what, you know, what we really need to see, but it will be something in the short to medium term to support those families.
Do you know what kind of interest in all of this is, Joe? Is if you hadn't got together as you've had, where we'd be at, none of this would be happening. Like, the panels would still be there. Do you know, it just goes to show that
it's scary, how bad would it have got before
some of this stuff
and there's a group of parent representatives that are working really hard on this as well, alongside the HSE. And, you know, it's about people. And I will say this like, we're all doing this on a voluntary basis. You know, we have families, we have work commitments, and we are, you know, but we see the power, you know, I suppose, behind our voices, and we see the value of these roles, the value of the therapy. There's everyone that works within the CDNT teams in Donegal that we've come in contact with are fantastic.
Yeah.
They're highly skilled, they're fantastic, they're brilliant at their jobs. We need more of those, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. that's what we're saying loud and clear. Yeah. We need more of those. But I suppose as part of our, just to, before I finish up, I wanted to mention just about Special Needs Parents Network Donegal. So we have almost 700 members on our Facebook wow. page. I want to say that that's a closed Facebook page. Mm-hmm. That's just for, and we are going to be working a little bit more on our social media to get, because it's an election next year, we need to get it out mm-hmm. there. We also are working on and have recently launched a website. So special needs, or it's www.snpndonegal.com. So that's going to have information about our organisation, about local initiatives, about signposting parents towards, yeah. you know, fantastic work that's happening, about where they can get support.